Welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show. It's 10 a.m. on Tuesday, the 2nd of May. I'm joined by independent market strategist Matt Brown. How are you today, Matt?
I'm very well, thank you. On the back of a long weekend, lots going on in Europe.
You haven't been knocking on any doors in Scotland?
No, unlike Theresa May, who has. And I think only one door opened to her.
And they didn't then close very quickly afterwards?
Yes, so a bit of a waste of time for her. But obviously, she wasn't in Europe, didn't get the invite. A lot of Brexit talks going on in Europe. It's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. I mean, obviously, with the general election around the corner, she's trying to be strong, being seen to be strong up against Europe, obviously, with the Brexit negotiations going on for the next couple of years.
27-1, how's that going to work out?
Not very well.
Okay, let's have a look at the first slide here. Most popular in business and finance, Trump says he's actively considering breaking up big banks, but as he hasn't been able to achieve anything over the first 100 days, apart from making a fool of himself, do we believe this?
It was a very strange one. It caught the market and his advisors a bit wrong-footed yesterday, so we saw the US banks sell off, but then rebounded. Looking to repeal legislation where you have retail banks and investment banks not allowed to be together. Yep, the Dodd-Frank, so I think it's been in place since 1999. Looking to change that. You wonder if the Goldman Sachs advisors linked to Trump are pushing for this to happen. It's very interesting. But it might just fall by the wayside. It's one of his bright ideas that he has on a Monday evening, and then nothing comes of it.
Okay. On to the next news story. BP's profits triple on higher oil prices and output production. I think it's 5% hike in output there. It's not very much, but they just seem to be cleaning up their act and getting everything shipshape and everything else.
Yeah, all seems to be working okay. I mean, last quarter we was in profit, but like for like on last year when they posted a loss. It's positive for BP. However, I think back in February they said they would break even if oil is at $60. Well, we're below $50 at the moment. So on the back of that, we're seeing their net debt increase. However, their upstream and downstream production looks pretty good. The pipeline, no pun intended, looks pretty good going forward. So we're seeing a lift in the price in the shares for BP this morning.
Okay, on to the next story, which seen Ocado shares soar. M&S and Ocado plot food delivery shake-up, eyeing a surprise tie-up that could result in the high street stalwart finally launching an online grocery delivery service after years of resistance to the industry-wide trend. Last mover advantage, as I said on Friday.
Yeah, it would actually probably work out quite well for M&S to have Ocado, who've already got an established setup there, delivery setup, rather than try and invest in their own. It was interesting, Ocado tied up with Morrisons last year, and part of that tie-up was that Ocado would not have a subsequent tie-up with the Big Four, but did not include M&S. So slightly positive for them, but the problem is it actually costs supermarkets to deliver. So it's a space they feel they need to be in, but it will actually, they don't turn a profit.
Leader.
Yeah, it costs about £12 per delivery, apparently.
That much, eh? Mm-hmm. But the Ocado there, I mean, what's the point of, I mean, sorry, M&S there, what's the point of getting into this space when it's managed to survive, you know, before already?
I think
it's not USP at all, is it?
No, but I think they're looking to the future, and the problem is if they fall by the wayside 2 or 3 years down the line, if delivery does pick up and turn profitable for the other supermarkets, and when market share is so aggressively contested, I think M&S are looking further down the line, saying, look, we probably don't need it now, but 3-4 years down the line, we need to have a delivery service.
Okay, let's go on to the next slide. There's a new mortgage lender on the high street doling out mortgages worth $6.5 billion, underwriting $75 billion worth of property transactions, favoured by millennials and bigger than the Yorkshire Building Society goes by the name of Bank of Mum and Dad. Amazing.
Well, who knew? I mean, the thing is, when it's so hard to get a mortgage or get on the ladder, the property ladder, it goes without saying that people are approaching their parents for financing, and a lot of parents have seen the benefits of a bullish property market, so they can take out some equity and hopefully get their son or daughter onto the property ladder. But it goes to show how bad the mortgage market is, that the lending isn't there. We're not certainly looking at the 110% mortgages that we saw 10 or so years ago. So it's tough. It's tough out there. Property prices are still rising. Will they continue? Probably not, but time to tap mum and dad for some cash for our house.
Well, unfortunately for my four children, on September the 20th, 2030, when the last of them turns 18, that's the end of my financial obligation, so there'll be no, there'll just be Bank of Mum.
That's a red letter day for you, isn't it?
Yes,
that's
I'm,
key.
I'm,
that's
I'm running
that's
for the door.
Marker penned into the
exactly,
diary.
That's in the diary. Okay, next slide. Global events with the EU unemployment rate out. So.
Yeah, nothing exciting today. Bear in mind, obviously, the Fed meeting today and interest rate decision tomorrow. Expect that unchanged, but look for the language. Look, if we're looking at a potential rate hike in June, market seems to think there may be. So that's all quiet. And then we all seem to forget about it. The French election result on Sunday may be a damp squib, but certainly the markets are going to look to those two key events this week for direction.
Okay, let's go on to the... FX sentiment powered by OANDA, where the highlights for me and for probably both of us are dollar CAD, where the cross is at the top of the recent range and the punters are short up to the eyeballs. Same sort of story there with euro dollar. We would, well, it depends how cynical you are, really, but there could be a slight surprise there. Also
yes,
short on the
squeeze.
Pound as well. You know, three crosses there right at the top of the range, and we'll see how they progress during the week. Trade of the day, Indivior, which apparently is a specialty pharmaceuticals company. We have been writing around to tell companies to actually have the clue in the name as to what they do.
Well, BP used to be British Petroleum, I think. Yes, they probably don't want that name anymore, obviously, trying
yes,
to get it over.
Be associated. Well, they're so green, you see, they don't want to be associated
change
with
the logo
fossil,
as well.
Fossil fuels and everything. So I thought they were a flower seller or something, but they're not. So buy around 330 on Indivior. Objective 380 and stops below presumably £3.10, and that's the stock forming a base around the £3.10 area with rising lows on the chart. Broker recommendations, Unilever, just to show you how helpful these can be, from JP Morgan, Casanova, neutral before and neutral now. I'm not quite sure why we needed to know that, but maybe we do.
Well, it's a great job for the analyst if you're there covering it. No, you know, don't have to make a decision, just be neutral.
Free publicity?
Yeah, no price target.
JP Morgan also, well, slightly more active there with Anglo American, where they've tweaked their target to 1600 pence. And then a company that both of us were not really thinking of, it doesn't have a good image, the hostel. A youth hostel doesn't really seem to, well, we're a bit too old for a youth hostel.
Yeah, I think if we rocked up at a youth hostel, well, the clue's in the name, we're not youth.
Well, you're under 40,
youth,
what else do you want?
Barely.
But anyway, the business seems to be going rather well, according to Peel Hunt, in terms of the raised price target there. And if you want to see how exciting the company is, take a look at their website, which is... hostelworld.com. There we are.
Right.
It's fun. It's the old image of the youth hostel has totally changed. Now people are just on the beach and swimming and just enjoying themselves.
Just noting there, it says 71 ways your life will change when you travel alone. Strange number, 71.
It certainly is, yes. Anyway, people can research that in their own time. I'm sure Peel Hunt have done all that already. But on that note, Matt Brown, independent market strategist, thank you very much for opening the Tip TV Finance show today.
Thank you, Zach.